We've had a really long, long walk to get to this point. And for many of us, it's been a hard climb. God doesn't give us an easy place or an easy path. And I think that that's ultimately by design, because we can't learn deeply who we are or our relationship with him unless we struggle. But right now, in this particular time, I think it's very important that we are aware and remain cognizant of how much burden has been placed on many. And it seems to always fall in the same collective group. While we watch across this bifurcated world, and it is a truly weird world we're witnessing right now, we see this incredible self-consumption, kind of a frenzy of wanting only for themselves, always expecting someone to give them something, the government, somebody else. It's an expectation that they deserve something. But on the other side of this bifurcated world are those that are walking ever closer to God in Christ. So I'm going to speak tonight just a little bit about this walk and how working with all of you has been so humbling. I don't think I have ever witnessed more beautiful giving and selfless giving as I have seen this last year. And as we've moved closer to Bard's Fest, I have been so deeply moved and humbled by the willingness of so many to share a portion of what they have to help another. We get donations every day in the mail, online. And because of these donations, we've been able to recoup the losses, most of the losses anyway, that we've had from the ticketing. And we've been able to transform this event into something that's truly as I would believe God would want it. An event that says, come and be with God. And don't worry about if you have no money for a ticket. We'll take care of it. Because there's so many that have stepped up to say, I have a larger share that I want to share with the others. And the beauty of that is it's not asked, it's just given. 2 Corinthians 9:6, the point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. The world in which we live, I believe the way God intended, is that we should always be giving with a beautiful heart, a loving heart, and seeking to do so to improve other people's lives. I did something the other day I'm going to share because it's just been an amazing process, this walk, and you find yourself in a place compelled to do things. When we live that way, that God leads us to give, and if we listen closely, he leads us to give in ways we often don't expect or to people sometimes we don't even know. And so this happened the other day. So I stopped by to pick up my mail for my company. And as I was going through the stack of mail, I picked up and opening it and going through each letter, I picked up a letter that wasn't mine. And it was a bill for an ambulance or something. And I didn't see the actual bill. I just, as I opened it, I suddenly realized it wasn't my bill and it wasn't my letter. And it was just very much put on my heart right then to return it, but to return it with more than was in it. And so I put a $50 bill inside the envelope, took it back to the mailroom, and they sealed it and put it in the right box. It's one of those things you do that just feels amazing. And it's part of the way that I think God wants us to be. To make sure that we're looking out for one another in a beautiful way without having to be asked, and just to do the gift of the right thing. The one thing that God has shown me is that the more that I give, the more that he brings. And I see that in so many ways. I mean, it's not just I'm saying me, but I see it now in a moment in time when we really were concerned about whether we could pull off Bard's Fest. The deplatforming was a blow, and the chaos that it created, and the expenses were high. And as we've just spoken the truth, patriots have come forward to help one another to be participant in this. And together we have built this back. And we still have a ways to go. I'm not going to kid you. We have a ways to go. But the donations and the sales of tickets have been really amazing and really humbling. And I'm just deeply grateful for all that has come. And it's really the way that I think that we have to consider as we move forward. Putting an event like this on as a donation-based event makes it sound like you're not going to make any money, or makes it, and I don't mean it that way, that you're not going to be any money to do the event, that you're going to come out of your pocket with it. This has never been the intent to make money on this event. I'll be clear about that. The problem is that when you put a ticket sales price up, you have to work within a system like Ticketmaster or Eventbrite, which we hate, of course. And they have a structure, and everything is geared towards per seat cost and per attendant cost and per day cost. And the more that you do that model, the more you just especially in an event where you want to try to model going forward rather than replicate what we've already failed and done. So the risk was turning it into a donation event. And the response has been incredible. And I map this out because it's a way forward. It's something that I think we all have to think about in terms of really appreciating what value is. Value is really a place where it's far beyond the monetary issue. Unfortunately, in the world that we live, everything gets identified in terms of a cost, in terms of a dollar value, which has some sort of supposedly scientific equation to get to that point, which is a lot of nonsense. And ultimately, that value is what somebody is supposed to pay, and there's supposed to be a certain margin. And all of that, when you do that, does a couple of things. One, if a person wants it and can't afford it, you cut them out. But other people may find greater value, or people may not find no value in it. When we turn the equation around and we start working on the principle of people giving from their heart, it transforms every bit of relationship we have to money, to things, because it becomes a relationship we have with the experience rather than just taking and wanting for ourselves. I don't know how far this can go. I'll be very honest. I don't know if you can build an entire store to do something like this. I think you can on a digital store. I think you can do it because you can control all those products and you can control your costs. But it's nonetheless, it's a sampling of a world that we have never thought about. And maybe that's not the right term. At least we've never been able to achieve. And yet here we sit on the cusp of a greatness. And we're literally doing it right now together. We're working together on this. Modeling something that is working. And we're working together to try to create an event with God at the center to honor him in the ways that each of us can. And we're watching the community of patriots come together to help make this event possible, whether they're there or physically or not. That is a statement of a value that has no way of measuring, other than to say that it's a deep love. And the notes that I receive are reflective of that. They're unbelievable, in fact, of just how important this event is to so many. And it's very humbling. BargeFest is an event right now that I would never have foreseen it to be what it is. It was to be a rally, a festival of sorts to celebrate patriotism and the Bards Nation and that sort of stuff. That couldn't be farther from the truth now. I mean, this is a rally now for God. It's a revival for the love and the spirit of God in our nation and a most critical time. I don't think we could have had a more critical moment than next week in this whole revival. So as we charge forward here and we position ourselves to participate in the revival, I think what's at center point of all of this is for us to reflect very deeply on the aspect of giving. There's been so much in this, and I think that's what has made this event feel so different. And literally that feeling has just really exploded in the last couple of weeks because so much about this is giving. All of those that want to volunteer, all of those, the pastors that are just so excited about coming and spending time and doing whatever they're asked to do, the speakers that are excited about coming, everybody is coming here because they want to be here, not because they're paid to be here, but they want to be here. And that speaks a lot. It speaks volumes to the attitudes that are there and the expectations that people are bringing. And that in itself shapes an outcome, because at the center point of BargeFest now is a beautiful chalice, if you will. And it's that ever-giving fountain of giving to one another and giving to something greater than ourselves. I hope that that is a process that continues, and I hope it's a process that we're able to take from it, and so that we can remember that as we walk out of Bard's Fest. Proverbs 18:16, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. If that's true, in that sense, which it's in, obviously it's biblical, but if it's true in the sense of the festivities coming up, then we will all be brought before the great, because so much giving has occurred and so much humility has been shown that we can only expect greatness from the outcome of that. Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it will be the measured back to you. I think that's one of the important parts of all of this. In the whole process of the reawakening and the revival of our nation is to remember that as we put good measure forward, it will be put back to you. And many times over. So much of our nation right now has been lost because of the desire of me and self and personal desires and self-consumption. And it's quite frankly a very sad statement on where things are. And yet, we know that as we walk with Christ, that that's not our true nature. So the real issue for us is to be able to be more forthcoming and more forward-leaning in our giving. And I think right now that's one of the biggest challenges we face, and it may be something to consider here, that in the midst of a time when things are most uncertain, in a time when things are, you don't know whether you're going to be able to keep your job because of a vax policy or a mask policy, you don't know how the economy is going to be, and you don't know what that's going to look like tomorrow. We have doubts about the stock market, or we have doubts about the whole stability of the entire system we're in. And so the natural tendency is to retract, to hoard, to pull back within. And yet somehow I think that's exactly opposite of what God would want us to do. I think in a time like this is a time to give more, a time to lean in more, a time to find those things that you can do that stretch you, and even you're like, wow, I don't know if I'm going to make it to the end of the month sort of thing, but I'm going to do this anyway and see what happens and watch how God brings his gifts. I mean, there's a stewardship part of this, not to be reckless, don't get me wrong. Because I don't think God would want you to like walk in. I've told this story before, and it always cracks me up because it's a great example of a young white man that came into a really energized Southern Baptist black church and got so swept up in the moment that when the offering plate came around, he threw in his wallet and his keys and he celebrated hallelujah and he walked out and realized he had no ride home and no money. And in so doing, a very good pastor walked up to him and, son, he said, thank you, but you need to take these. You need to get home. So there is a point of giving that can be reckless and ungodly, I think, because there's a point where we have to steward what God gave us. We don't want to be cast out on the street. And yet, I don't know exactly where that line is. What I do know is that as we give and we give more and we press into this more, even in times of instability, it seems that that's exactly as God would want us to do, that it puts us in that place where we have to trust in him more than ever, to press in, to literally trust in God to see how he will deliver and what he will deliver. That to me is the biggest challenge we all face, because that's an ultimate leap. We live in a world where the process of giving is as if we have extra to give. But really the process of giving is sharing all that God gives us, which is everything. So when we are giving and leaning in and really trusting in him, the rewards are many. And I think at a time like this, when things are so unstable, that's exactly what we need to do more of. To press in and to let God bring down all that he can to help us prosper greater in a time like this. And I don't mean that in terms of a prosperity gospel. Our giving is not limited to money or things, but we have to give of ourselves more and give and dig more deeply into ourselves. If ever there's a time for that, it's now. Because this time right now is so demanding on the individual. It's the idea that you either get sucked into the vortex of me or you stand on the outer edge of the vortex as it's trying to always pull you in. But if we're going to make a breakaway economy and if we're going to defeat this evil, we're going to have to use the tools that God gave us. And one of those great things besides prayer and faith and free will is this power of giving and gifting, but giving from our heart. And as we give from our heart, we discover the power of what it is to receive from God. Proverbs 3:27, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. We have a powerful ability to take the moments to strike upon us. And as we listen to God closely, we know very well that he's going to give us all these opportunities. And I think that's another big challenge about giving, is doing just that at the time when he asks, not waiting. The more that we seek that sort of life of giving, I think the more that we will find that the opportunities are given, and we can literally transform the world through gift to gift to gift. The great thing about giving when it comes to money is you can transform money from the power of sort of dark elixir of control to something that has great benefit to building hope and relieving tension or fear or even removing pain. Because it is as an agent as it is, it allows people to have a moment to breathe. Anxieties separate and they're able to find their way through this. And money is just part of the process in which we live. But nonetheless, money is a powerful mechanism to relieve a lot of those concerns of things that we can't see but seem to lurk in our brain and are dark in our subconscious. So I think that at this point, what I would say for all of us is to look for those opportunities to give. An amazing moment in time that we have where so many have been taxed and it feels straining at times. But it's that time is when it's really necessary to give more. Because in doing so, we're pushing forward that true love of God and our respect for God in the many ways that he takes form. And we're able to begin the true and deeper process of healing this land. So much about what has happened in our nation's history has been about taking. It wasn't really intended to start that way, but it's what it became. We took lands away from others. We take and took resources away from the land. We took and continue to take the water and the air for our benefit and our use in the industrial machine, and we'd return it dirty and unhealthy and sick. The earth becomes our oyster to take and take and take, not about stewardship and dominion over all things, but instead about exploitation and self-consumption. To turn the paradigm now to where we're giving from the heart, is a powerful shift that as we do it, we can literally affect transformation, and transformation in many ways and nearly instantly. So in no way is it easy, but it's timely. And it's something I think we need to really consider deeply, especially in these times when so much is going on and so much weight is put on people as they try to survive. The world has literally gone mad. It's a world of lunacy. And we've seen the level of evil unlike anything we've ever imagined. Imagine, just consider what just happened this last week with Afghanistan. And it wasn't just a random event. It was an event that was well considered. It was done to destroy a people, and at the same time to shake up the world and to create such a diversion that no one would pay attention to the release of the election audit results. It was the most egregious false flag we've ever witnessed. A false flag at the level of a nation done in such a way to intentionally ensure that all of those people that were coming to respect the processes of how the United States worked to try to build democracy and build an independent life, a sovereign nation, they have now been subjugated into an Islamic rule that will seek to hunt them, punish them, and abuse them for anything that they've done related to the West. That's a painful taking. It's a brutal taking from the world. And that brutality is felt by all of us, and it's a deep pain that one has to ask, how can they heal? And all of it done with a motive of obscuring the election fraud results that are scheduled to be out tomorrow in Arizona. Nothing is by accident. And these sorts of plans that are done are not accidental. But how do we overturn such a stain on our nation? And I'll tell you how. One, we have to reclaim this nation rightfully under the throne of God. And we have to return this nation to being one of true giving from our heart for people that seek Christ and seek freedom. That's the true sense of what American patriotism is, in my opinion. That when we get to that place where we are truly giving and caring for one another in a level beyond what any mortal would figure out, but instead it's the type of giving that God would want, and the security and knowledge, knowing that as we give, God will replenish. If we could pass that concept into a breakaway economy, into a new republic, where we are constantly relying on God and our trust in God, but to ensure that in everything that we do, we are always trying to gift and give from our heart to improve the lives of others. I truly believe that it creates such a defense around the nation that it's impenetrable by any evil. That's a mind shift. But the minute that we begin to hoard and take and steal for ourselves, that protection declines or diminishes altogether. That's kind of the trick about giving, is I think that it's the duplicitous nature of it is to give when you have the least and to give more when you have little. But the beauty of that relationship is as we give more when we have little, God ensures that he will continue to replenish it if our heart's in that place. So let us give a lot in whatever form we can. In this time when there's so much anger and pain and humiliation going on among other many other emotions, we need to truly give in such a way that we can remind each person that the true power of God is about giving and trusting in him to replenish, because he will. So whatever form giving comes to you, whether it's in your form of monetary or whether it's a form of creating things or baking things or drawings or just having time to talk to somebody, whatever that form of giving is, we should be doing a lot more of it right now. The world needs it, and they're desperate for it. They've been isolated and separated for so long, but in a beautiful way, the benefit of this COVID thing is it's left people very open to hearing differently than they did before. Their echo chambers have been broken. So let us strive, all of us, to give more. To give more of our heart, to give more of what we have, to give more in our lives so that we can blaze the trail that God needs us to blaze, knowing that as we give, He will replenish. Let us trust in Him on where to give. Pay attention to how He shows. And then give deeply from your heart without any remorse and trust in Him to replenish and to deliver. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time. And we thank You for a very reflective evening tonight as we consider deeply the idea of giving and what it is truly to be giving in this world. There are so many people that are in need, and not just financially, Lord, but deep within their soul, an empty heart, a loneliness. Show us the way. Let us find our way to them and give us the task and the words and the things to say and the things that are need to be given, no matter what they are, to help raise up those that are in darkness or at least feeling like they are. Giving in a time like this can truly corrupt and destroy this darkness. And giving, Lord, as we are reminded, is at the very sense of what You expected of us. So bring us to those places where those opportunities present themselves. And may we pray that we all rise to that occasion. It's never about what, how much, it's always about the true gift of the heart. And may we all find those moments each day to give truly from the heart, to rebuild this land in Your name, God, and to humble ourselves before You and our King, Jesus Christ. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So have a very blessed evening, Patriots. Give some real reflection on giving, how we can give more, how you can give more. And let's see if we can't start a little giving revolution and really put some traction and power behind the true prayers of healing this land. So keep your head up and your eyes forward, never bow to evil, never relent, always press into the fight. This is a glorious time to live. It's difficult, but it's a glorious time. And we'll be successful. But we're going to have to continue to climb, and to do that, we have to continue to build the bridges that God needs us to build. And at the center of that is giving. So I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. or 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Thank you. Good night. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now.
Can you see it now?
it's down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.